Good morning, and welcome to the Midweek Devotion Coffee with Ann. George and I were out to lunch with friends the other day and discovered a rich, smooth new coffee. We asked what brand it was, and now I have to search it out. I'll let you know if it's worth the price of a bag. Now, I hope you are relaxing and enjoying your favorite cup as we visit. I have been reading a really good story that deals with the family dynamics of siblings who result from a first marriage where the mother passes away and the father remarries, which results in the addition of two more siblings. Love and jealousy play out in the story. And after a climactic ending, the last word spoken to the adult siblings as they leave is, "Don't quarrel on the way home." That last comment just made me chuckle, because being a sibling and having had children and grandchildren, the phrase brought back memories of playing with my brother in the back seat of our car in the late 50s. And it resulted in quarrels and the adult hand swinging into the back seat of our family car with the loud statement, "Quit fussing!" Or the day I stopped my car on a quiet road and threatened my two young sons, who were loudly quarreling and fussing in the back seat, to get out and walk on or stop quarreling. Thankfully, they chose to stop. And how about all the technology developed to prevent siblings from quarreling in the backseat? At one point, George and I bought a Honda van with monitors on the back of the front seat so the grandsons could watch movies while we drove in peace. And now, of course, it's individual phones. I wonder, and yes, I do a lot of that, as you have probably noticed, how many of us today as adults can relate to having a discussion / quarrel with our significant other in the car on the way home from a ball game, a movie, or family event? Or having a quarrel with a sibling or siblings over some recent disagreement or misunderstanding? So when I read this line in the story, "Don't quarrel on the way home," I thought for a moment I could be reading from a 2022 publication. But instead, it is the 4,000-year-old story of Joseph and his brothers, the sons of Jacob, in Genesis 45:24. After being sold into slavery by his jealous brothers from the first marriage of his father, Joseph, after years in prison and service to Pharaoh, becomes a second in power in Egypt. Jacob, the father, sends his remaining sons to Egypt to buy food during a drought, not knowing the person the boys would deal with would indeed be their younger brother, Joseph. In the end, the brothers are sent back to Canaan with food and instructions to bring their father back to Egypt to live. But apparently, Joseph, having become aware of the quarrels between the boys as to who was responsible for selling Joseph into slavery and how he was saved from being killed and who made up the story that they all told their father, Joseph was concerned that they would quarrel all the way back to Canaan. Don't you find it amazing that way back when, quarrels were a common problem? And after all this time, we humans have not learned how to deal with disagreements of various kinds without it ending up in a quarrel. One internet resource quoted 92 verses from the Old through the New Testament, pointing out the problems with quarreling and providing alternatives to how we can handle disagreements. Some examples. Proverbs 17:14. The beginning of strife is like letting out water. So quit before the quarrel breaks out. Matthew 5:23-24. So if you are offering a gift at the altar and there remember that your brother has something against you, leave your gift there before the altar and go. First be reconciled to your brother and then come and offer your gift. 2 Timothy 2:23-24. Have nothing to do with foolish, ignorant controversies. You know that they breed quarrels. Proverbs 15:1. A soft answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. And one more, Proverbs 19:11. Good sense makes one slow to anger, and it is the glory to overlook an offense. Finally, Luke 6:27. Love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. When will we learn to listen, to think, to accept, to forgive, to forget, to let go of anger and even hurt and rely on love? Quarreling takes at least two people, so loving and forgiving and accepting takes at least two people too. Blaming needs to be replaced with humility, remorse, and self-reflection. And when needed, a simple but sincere, I'm sorry. We lose very little from an apology and a great deal when we stubbornly hold on to some misspoken word or action that brings misery and loss of relationship. For what? To feel right? Really? To be quote-unquote right can find us standing alone. Let us pray. In the name of Jesus and the wisdom of God, please, dear Lord, help us who are weak and quick to need to be right in any controversy. Take to heart your wisdom and guidance. Disagreements are inevitable and in themselves harmless if we will only be willing to look at the points of agreement, leave our egos behind, and seek ways to resolve the problem. We thank you for your leading, Lord, in your word and in our lives. In your name we pray, amen. Thank you once again for being with me this morning, and may the Lord bless you and yours.